The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 6-2 in conference play and 9-2 overall. Nebraska visits Iowa on Friday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions, good.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Chris Heady, landof10.com.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
I was curious what the quarterback position looked like at practice yesterday and if there's any update on Tommy or Riker's health.
Well, Tommy actually was able to practice. I would not say it was full speed for him, but it was encouraging. And then Riker was a little too sore to actually take snap and practice, but we anticipate him maybe doing some stuff later today when we practice. So it was pretty overall encouraging that way with both kids, even though Riker didn't get to take any turns.
So then did Zach Darlington take quite a bit of snaps?
Yes, he did.
Him?
Yeah, he probably pretty much split time with Tommy yesterday, Zach did.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Rich Kappist, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Mike, out of curiosity, when did Riker hurt the wrist in the game the other day?
It was in that, do you remember that fourth quarter kind of scrambled deep to our bench's left? I don't remember the exact time, but it was off a scramble, and he got rid of the ball, threw it away, and kind of fell on his wrist funny.
So later in the game, had it been something he'd done earlier? Do you know, would he have been able to go on?
Well, he did continue to go on. You know, at the time, it was like, you know, Riker's wrist is bothering him, but he's still able to play. That was the word that we got. So we did not find out till after the game when they x-rayed him that he actually broke a bone in there.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Well, hey, Mike. When the Big Ten kind of made Iowa and Nebraska season-ending rivalry, and it was kind of thrown together a little bit, but I just wonder, I know you've only been in one of these, but does it feel kind of like a rivalry game? It was a pretty good game last year, you guys had.
Yeah, it does. And, of course, I'm new here, so I kind of just jumped in as it's kind of beginning to grow. I think it's perfect. I think it's, you know, with these two states, the proximity and the fact that we are appear to be going to be battling year to year in this division, you know, in a very competitive way. It seems really, really natural to me, having only been here a short time.
Is this the type of game you put up signs for or do anything special for because it's a rivalry, or does it just feel like another game in that respect?
Well, you know, I think that you have a routine of preparation. But I have noted excitement for this game. I think that they not only feel the importance of playing Iowa, but also kind of putting an exclamation point on our season and getting another win. And there's lots of reasons to win this game. So I think that they kind of sense that excitement getting to play.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune.
Hi, yeah, there's a lot of concentration on the Ohio State-Michigan game, but can you speak to the competitiveness in the West Division this year?
Well, I think that I've been here a short time, I really thought that, for every game, for us, every game has been tough. And so I appreciate how competitive it is, and I see lots of teams rising and getting better and growing and so it's going to be, I think, more and more competitive as we go forward, as everybody continues to grow. I know Paul and I are relatively new Wisconsin and Nebraska, and Tracy has been new this year, but been in the program, and Purdue will start anew, so I think, and of course Kirk's been here the longest, and the team is always good and competitive. So I see it continuing to be very competitive as Lovey will make it at Illinois. So it's going to be week to week will be tough.
There's a lot of stake at the top and sorting the top of, you know, placements at the top too. Just how important are the games this weekend at the top there for the teams at the top of the West?
Oh, I think it's awesome. You know, it's shaped up. You know, we are not in control of our own destiny, so we can only take care of our business. And we have a big game against a tough team, and you know, of course we'll be watching, but we don't really want to spend too much thinking about anything but winning our game and taking care of our end of it, and then seeing what happens.
Your next question is from David Mercer, Associated Press.
Hi, Coach. It seems like this year there are a lot fewer kind of number one running backs, a lot more running back by committee, and not many guys who are rolling up, you know, potential. Well, no one's going to have a 2,000-yard season, and that in the Big Ten
right.
The past few years you've had a few of those. Why do you think that is?
Well, I can speak to our team probably the best. You know, we have a number one guy in Terrell Newby, and I think he's a good player. But I also think that we're fortunate to be able to platoon him a little bit and keep him fresher. You know, my history has been we've had a single tailback, and the guy has gained quite a few yards and had 300-plus carries. And you know, that was good. But I think when you can platoon a guy and keep him fresher, looking at his longevity, his career, it might be better for everybody. So our ability right now to put a guy in and still be effective is, I think, very important to, you know, staying fresh and lasting longer through the year.
You think that Elliott and Melvin Gordon, the two examples that kind of come to mind, might have been throwbacks or even exceptions to the way most coaches look at it now?
Well, I suppose that is true. Now, when you have a guy that has proven it over time, you know, I think that, you know, nobody would be opposed to that guy getting the way majority of play. However, you know, and we're playing Iowa that has two backs that have gained 800 yards each. So, you know, I think that's a very effective way for them to play. And obviously they think that way too. So, you know, it could be, you know, for some, the way of the future.
All right. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks, David.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Coach, you mentioned yesterday about the Iowa game last year having an impact, you know, on what you saw or how you guys saw yourself. And I guess the Iowa game has had an impact the last 2 years. So I'm curious if that's a coincidence or why that might be that this game has had such that impact.
Well, for us in our first year, for sure, you know, we had a year to be with our team, coach, and learn more and more about it. And then, I think the Iowa game put an exclamation point on direction for us. You know, we were not at that time when we lost thinking that we were going to be in a bowl game, but we got in a bowl game. So we were able to use some of that information from that game as we prepared in a bigger scheme of direction, not only for the bowl game, but going forward into this year. I think we learned more and more about our team and what we needed to do, how we could accentuate the abilities of our players and kind of look forward into a crystal ball a little bit, not only for the next game, which was the bowl game, but also into spring practice in the following year.
Did that have anything to do with Iowa, or was that just more about you guys?
Well, certainly they presented a major problem at that point last year. They had a great team and played in the Big Ten championship game. So, you know, I think for us it was actually more about us and how we performed and what we did and didn't do and what we could do well and what we weren't so good at. So it was just more learning for us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.